Commandant Christoph stumbled back to his office. He had suffered the greatest humiliation of his entire career. He got back to his office and fell into his chair. He reached into his desk drawer and pulled out a tall bottle of Poland spring water. Well, actually, it probably wasn't Poland spring water because Poland spring water wasn't invented yet. And probably it wasn't Poland spring water because probably it was vodka in a Poland spring water bottle. He tipped the bottle to his lips and took a deep gulp. And then another deep gulp. And then another. And another. And within a few minutes, he was a raging drunk, laying on the floor and singing old Russian army songs.
Russian army!
Suddenly the door opened. And the general of the Russian army himself stepped into the room.
Christoph, what are you doing on the floor? Get up!
Why should I get up?
Christoph, you act like a soldier. Get up now!
Christoph finally realized he was having a conversation with the general of the Russian army. He jumped to his feet so fast that he fell to the floor with a thud. And finally managed to get himself up again, and he saluted.
You filthy animal. You killed the commandant, didn't you?
What do you mean I killed a commandant? How could I have killed a commandant? Nobody saw me do it. If nobody saw... Uh-oh. Did I just admit that I killed him?
Yes, you did. And now you will know what it's like to be killed. Soldiers, take him out and kill him.
One second. How did you know that I killed him? How did you know?
There was witness.
No, there wasn't. I made sure nobody was watching.
Yes, but there was. The soldier Itzikul Rabinovich saw it happen. And he reported it to me 5 minutes ago.
Sure enough, Commandant Christoph was thrown into a jail cell to await execution for the heinous crime of killing the commandant. And the Jewish soldiers were once again under the command of their beloved battalion leader, Itzikul Rabinovich.